It is Thursday, 9 o'clock, and oh, we got special guests already.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is why I haven't been sleeping much.
Oh, okay. So I was like, wait, we got a guest? I didn't know we had an unexpected guest. Welcome everybody to Zia Comics Weekly. We do this every Thursday at 11 o'clock. Joey here with you, along with my friend Troy from, or I should say, I am Batman from Zia Comics. Troy, how's it been going? How's the week been for you?
Busy, busy like always, getting ready for a bunch of different events coming up.
Man, and I know the last time we talked, you had an important task of getting to the Batman. Did you ever get tickets?
Yeah, I couldn't do opening night here in town because everything except those breakneck seats right underneath the screen were taken. So I went and watched one of the matinees the next day. It was nice. It was pretty empty.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, of course, we're going to get to the Batman during this episode. Got to let you know, for those watching, remember, you can jump in on the conversation. Remember, drop in a comment. Let us know what you guys are thinking. We have a lot to get to today. But first, I say we get started with what is going on at Zia Comics. I know, of course, every Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday. So what do we got going on at Zia Comics?
We're still ramping up for the April 2nd in-store signing by Jason Font, who was a Red Power Ranger and Time Force Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they only have products, you know, for the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So finding stuff, you know, to get bring in the store to get him to sign was a little difficult, man. It's like a scavenger hunt. But we found some action figures of his. And two of the trade paperbacks that his character appears in. Plus, he's going to bring, you know, headshots and pictures of his own that you can get signed there in store.
Now, that's the cool. And you mentioned this the last time. It's just, it is kind of tough, especially for the Power Rangers, because it's tough to, outside of the original Mighty Morphin, it's tough to find some of these other versions. I mean, I'd be surprised if I walked into a store and saw anything from, you know, Zio or, you know, Turbo or any, I mean, some of the first original ones. So I can imagine with this Red Ranger, how it's got to be tough to find something of his stuff.
Yeah. I'm not even sure if they make stuff for Bulk and Skull. I don't think I've seen too much of that stuff floating around either.
You know, I'm surprised they never did. I mean, they were the comedic relief.
Yeah. Those guys are crazy. I mean, if you've ever talked to them, You don't interview them. They pretty much interview you when you call them. It's amazing.
Let me ask you, are they everything that we want? Because sometimes, you know, you see them on TV and they're nothing like that. But I've seen many of, like you said, interviews, and it seems like they are just like their characters.
Yeah, I told them that they need to do a radio show or have their own podcast or something, because when they get going, man, we went for like 3-4 hours. I had edited it down to 3. It's on our YouTube, but man, it's just crazy. They're just nonstop. You can't even keep up with them.
No, man. And it's crazy, because then you see the friendship was outside of the show. Cause I mean, they look like, even when they travel and do these appearances, whenever, you know, before 2020 happened, you would always see these appearances, and there was Bulk and Skull from the Power Rangers.
Yeah. Yeah. We brought them in on Jason David Frank's suggestion. So, I mean, they're still friends with him too.
Yeah.
We brought them in and they were just amazing. If you ever get a chance to see them or talk to them, do it. Those guys are very entertaining.
So, of course, we got that's going to be coming up. And it looks like April is going to be a pretty busy month for you guys. I mean, from the in-store signing to what we have that's going to be coming up with the El Paso Comic-Con. What do we got as far as, what do we have on deck as far as Comic-Con, and how are things looking for Comic-Con?
Our guest list is pretty much done. I mean, I think it's a really good guest list. It's probably one of the best ones we've had. And, it's just getting everybody's travel and hotels and stuff coordinated.
Yeah.
So far, cross your fingers, everybody's still coming. There's been no cancellations. That's always a hazard. I know people don't understand that when they cancel, but you know, these guys are still working professionally, and if they have it's in their contract. If they get called out for professional work, they're canceling because they would rather make a movie than go to El Paso Comic-Con. I mean, come on, no brainer, right?
Yeah.
So we don't hold that against them, but they always do a make good later on. You know, they tell us, hey, we hate that we had to cancel, so we'll come to one of your future events. And that's how we're getting Giancarlo and William Shatner this time. These are two make goods from the 2021 event that they couldn't attend.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Giancarlo. Yesterday we saw the headlines. He's got another show that's going to be coming.
Is that the Saw show, or are you talking about a different one?
No, I believe it's a different one. I think this time he's going to be the main actor in this one. So he's, I mean, we know him from some of the other shows that he's been a part, but I think he's going to be doing another show with AMC. And this time he's the lead in this one. So I think we're at a right time to meet him, because I mean, this time you're getting the starring role for Esposito.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty big already, you know, with Breaking Bad and The Mandalorian. But yeah, he deserves a title series, because if you ever, man, that dude just, he still scenes. He eats that scenery up.
Yeah. you can't ignore him. Seeing his name on paper, though, when I saw it yesterday, I just kind of like, okay, I got to make sure I know how to pronounce this, because we say it. But then when you look at it, like, am I reading it right?
Yeah, I asked his rep, and it's Giancarlo.
Okay, making sure.
Is it Gian? It's Giancarlo.
And I would imagine you want to make sure that you have that down and you triple check, because, you know, you mentioned last week about signage and everything else. I think that's the last thing they want to see, is that something's not spelled correctly, like their name. I'm sure it's not going to make for a good time for them.
Yeah, we've had it's only happened once, but we had a banner come and it was too late to get it replaced. They had the wrong they put the wrong person on the wrong banner, so it was the wrong characters for them, and we're like, oh man.
Yeah,
so we were able to get it fixed locally for the most part, but stuff like that always scares me.
Oh man, I don't know how, especially I can imagine that, you know, you still got a few weeks, but what are the nerves like? Because I mean, you've talked in the past, you've been taking us through this journey over the last couple of weeks, just as far as some of the different things you guys have been going through. Where are you at now as far as the planning stages for El Paso Comic Con?
Just finished up the schedule. So I'm probably going to be linking that. Because a lot of people are asking, oh, the schedule, it's not there. They're all freaking out. I'm like, dude, we got over a month. I'm still working on it. It's not finalized yet. I'll put it up when it's final. That'll probably be later today or maybe tomorrow. I'll link the schedule. The photo op people are working on the photo op schedule, because, and this is another one of those things where all the logistics has to work, because these guys like to do a Q&A panel, then do their photo op, and then be back at their booth for a while to do some signings, and then they take a break.
Yeah.
So you got to get all that stuff planned out between, you know, the panel schedule and the photo op schedule. And that's what we're working on. The photo op schedule should be done soon. I know the photo op guys are working on that. Instead of actually publishing the photo op schedule, since it's up to constant, you know, change, we're just going to give a QR code so that people in the, you know, can open the Vince Guide, scan that QR code, and it'll pop up the most recent photo op schedule, because you don't want to miss your photo op, especially if you prepaid.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you prepaid, you do not want to miss that.
Yeah, and especially with people, you know, like William Shatner, we don't know if he's even going to do cons past this year. Dude's 90.
Yeah.
I don't know how much longer he's going to be making the circuit. But
I mean, he went to space, so I think he's going to be trying to take a little bit of a break, right?
You would think, but he's just all out there, man. He's always doing something.
Troy, yesterday we actually had a bit of a debate in studio. Like, all of us, for some reason, got to talking. And we were talking about who are we excited to see. So it was pretty split as far as William Shatner or Mick Foley as the ones that, it, like, if you had to choose which one you're going. And it was amazing that, you know, that was really split between those two around the office. Like, we even started taking a poll around the office. They're like, okay, who would you meet? And obviously, you know, you would talk to the wrestling fans.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, it's Mick Foley. But I don't know, William Shatner. And I'm a wrestling fan, but it's William Shatner.
But Foley's a legend too, I was going to say. But they both are superstars in their field. It all just depends on what you like, man. Because if you go and ask some of these younger kids who are watching all the anime and manga stuff, they're going to tell you one of those voice actors. I want to see this guy. He's the voice of my favorite character. Your sci-fi people, you know, they're going to probably want to see Giorgio.
Yeah.
from the ancient, because he is the voice of Ancient Aliens.
Yeah.
And you can't forget, you know, you got the retro guy, you got Danny Bonaducci, you know, some of the older crowd from, you know, Partridge Family and the other stuff he's been on. Probably want to see him. I mean, it all just depends. Horror people, if you're not one of the horror people, you probably don't even recognize those two names, but they're pretty decent names in the horror field. So, yeah, you know, whatever your wheelhouse is, that's where you're going to lean toward who you want to see. That's why we try to cover all these different genres rather than just be pigeonholed into one.
And keep in mind, Jackie wasn't in the office yesterday because she would have probably not said Mick Foley, and she would have leaned more towards the horror flicks. And I mean, we've seen her whenever you mentioned when we first talked about it, how she was so excited because that was what she was excited for. But in the, like you mentioned, it's like it covers every age range. Like you said, the younger audience to, I mean, all of us are at least over 30 around this office. And you have us talking about William Shatner, you know, Danny, Mick Foley, and now John Carlin. I mean, there's just a lot of names to this lineup.
Yeah, well, it makes it easier for you to go with your friends because friends don't always, like, even there in the studio, everybody likes different things. Yeah. Now, if we just made it, you know, solely a Star Trek thing and it was all Star Trek people, half the people there in the studio or at the station probably wouldn't go.
Yeah.
But now we have something for everyone. So you guys can go together and you go, hey, I'm going to go get in Shatner's line. And everybody else goes, well, I'm going to get in Foley's line. And so, well, I'm going to go down and check out this guy. So there's something for everybody. And people aren't going, oh, I don't want to go. Those guys suck.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think everybody at one point, there's something for everybody. And El Paso Comic Con is just right around the corner. I'm excited, man. I'm telling you, just the buzz that you even see on social media. People are excited. And I think we're just excited to get out and go have some fun.
Yeah, there's that too. We were kind of because we had that delayed event in 2021 because we tried to keep them in April, and 2021 El Paso raised all their stuff enough that we could have an event. So we wanted to throw another one in 2021 if we could because it'd been a year and a half.
Yeah,
and we were kind of scared. We're like, are people going to show up for it? Are they going to be, you know, still too cautious? We don't know, but. A lot of people showed up. It was one of our better events so far. So we're hoping that we build off the heels of that with this one, with even a bigger star-studded cast, and just let's just blow El Paso Comic-Con out of the water. You know, El Paso is what, the 18th, 19th largest city in the U.S.?
Yeah.
There's no reason why we can't have a con as big as some of these other cities. So let's do it, man.
No, and I think when we get the people out there, and I think this is going to definitely set the groundwork for, you know, future Comic-Cons. It's just exciting, man. I know you got everybody, you know, ready for Comic-Con. And I've told you before, this is going to be my first one to go to. I haven't been to a Comic-Con. And so I'm excited to go to the El Paso one and just experience it. It's an experience. It looks like it's something that definitely just is just fun. And like you said, take your friends, go out there and have a good time.
Yeah. Like I said, we try to get something for everyone, and we don't want it to just be an indoor swap meet. We want you to come in and be entertained, have, you know, with the panels or, you know, what have you, go back and look at all the star cars, you know, the 66 Batmobile, 18 van. We want you to, once you walk in that door, we don't want you to do one lap and leave. We want you to stay there because there's always something for you to check out and see.
That's right. Make sure you guys go check it out. And tickets, people that are watching today, if they want to get their tickets, where can they go? And how can they get connected with all the info for El Paso Comic-Con?
Well, you go to our website, elpasocomiccon.com, two C's there, Comic-Con.
Yeah.
There's links to the ticket sales. The schedule, like I said, will be linked here soon. We have to go through Ticketmaster. We don't have a choice on that. That's a venue stipulation. But they've done pretty well for us. So, you know, you can also go to online anywhere, Ticketmaster, and do it, or any Ticketmaster box office. You can pick up tickets.
Well, get your tickets and get ready for El Paso Comic-Con. It is going to be a great time. Definitely one you do not want to. If you're going to see William Shatner or Mick Foley, there's something for everybody. So
yep, no matter what you're going for.
That's right. You know I'm going for Mick Foley. But I do want to see William Shatner. I'm torn too, because I'm like, he would.
You just can see both. I mean, it's not a one or. You can see all of them if you want.
So Troy, you know, one thing to let people know is, remember, you can follow Zia Comics on all their socials. One thing I came across on your Facebook, and I wanted to talk to you about this today. There was a video that you guys posted talking about comics at the store. And you were talking about how, you know, Zia Comics goes about getting certain comics. Talk to us a little bit about that today, because that was really, it was really intriguing as far as how you guys go about getting certain comics and knowing the trends of comics. Can you break it down for people out there, especially when, you know, they go to the store and they're like, oh, you don't have my comic, what's going on? Or you guys should have been aware. Break that down for us, because I think people need to know a little bit of the inside of how this all works out.
Yeah, I just posted that video this morning, so you must have been on there early.
Yeah. I was on Facebook, trust me, a lot today.
People, it's not like other periodicals. Like, you'll go to bookstores and you see magazines and newspapers and they have tons of them. Mm-hmm. Well, those are all like 100% returnable. You'll see a third party comes in, and after a month that magazine hasn't sold, they pull it off the shelf and that store gets credit for it. That doesn't happen with comics, man. Comics, 99% of the time, once you buy that comic, it belongs to you. You're stuck with it. Every so often, they'll run some that are returnable, but for the most part, they're not. Mm-hmm. So, and you're ordering a lot of times a month or so in advance. So, you know, and the publishers are really bad about letting the retailers know what's going on. And that's partly because some of the retailers can't keep their mouth shut and they want to go online. Oh, I know all this inside info, and it ruins it for us. But a lot of times the information of what's going on in these comic books is leaked to the public before it's leaked to the retailers. So we have people coming in and go, oh man, I want to pick up this issue of Superman because such and such is going to happen. We're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but yeah, we'll order for you.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they leak that information close to the date that it's going to hit the shelf. Well, if they leak it, you know, the week before, we've already ordered that comic probably 3 weeks before that. So we only order, we like to order on what we have subscriptions for, plus a certain percentage to put on the shelf,
okay,
depending on how popular that title is. And if they do something like they did with, you know, when they showed that, you know, Jonathan Kent, who is now Superman, was gay or bi, they released that like the week before. And we were just like, I have no idea. I only ordered this amount because that's what we usually sell. They sell out like that because all the speculators run in. And then you get other people coming in and say, oh, well, why didn't you order more? We had no clue, man. We ordered what we usually sell through plus some for the shelf.
You know, Troy, and that's got to be hard to keep up with those trends too, because you don't know what's going to take off. I mean, you mentioned, and like even with the Superman one that you just mentioned, you don't know how well it's going to trend. And like you said, they're leaking, obviously, they leak the information. So how does one can truly prepare for something like that?
Well, like I said, it's almost like playing the stock market. You know, stuff that you think is going to be a sure bet. Sometimes we'll go heavy on it and then we end up with a crap ton of them left because nobody wanted them. And other stuff that we, you know, we look at, we're like, oh, we might sell a little bit of that. It sells out like first day. It's just with the information they're giving us, we do the best to try to predict with the information that they give us. But when you're giving the general public better information than us, and you're giving us that information after we've already placed our final orders, we kind of have our hands tied and we just hope that there's some left over in the warehouse that we can order and get back in, you know, like a week later.
Yeah. Comic book lovers, if you guys want the full breakdown, I mean, I know this is the short and condensed version that you just gave us right now, but you guys actually have the video on YouTube for them to go and check out, right?
Yeah, it's at YouTube, /Zia Comics. And we're going to start doing a lot more of those behind the scenes type videos. We're not trying to hide anything. We're trying to be transparent. We're not ordering these comics because, you know, we don't want them in our store. No, we just have no idea that it was going to be that big.
Yeah.
I don't have to like the comic to sell it to you.
Yeah. No, and we've talked about this in the past. Everybody, there's a comic. I mean, there's a certain style. There's a certain storyline for everybody. And I mean, you guys are really taking a chance at trying to make sure you have everything. But if, say, someone comes in there and they're looking for a certain comic, I'm sure you can help them, you know, get that comic, whether it's ordering it or, hey, you know, this is what you got to do. I'm sure there's an easier way than just saying, oh, you don't have my comic, and then being upset. Oh, you didn't have my comic. You guys are going to help them out.
Yeah, well, sometimes a lot of the publishers will, you know, with the initial orders that we submit a month ahead of time, about 2 months ahead of time, and then the final order cutoffs, which is our last opportunity to change our numbers up or down and have that guaranteed to us. Most publishers will print a small overage because, you know, for damages or shortages that happen, they can have that to send to you. And once they've replaced all the damages and shortages, they'll release them to sell for you as reorders.
Yeah.
Well, that might be a week or two after it's hit the shelf, and the heat might be gone off that issue by then. So yeah. It's tough, man. You really got to keep on top of it.
I know. I can imagine. I mean, it changes, you know, day to day. And then, you know, with it being New Comic Wednesday every Wednesday, I'm sure it's always something different every Wednesday. You're like, oh, I didn't realize that this was going to be a popular issue or this type of magazine. And then, you know, one thing that, you know, you've mentioned is, you know, manga being quite popular. On TikTok, I did see you guys had a video. Just kind of the section that you guys have out there for manga lovers to go and check out.
Yeah, you are following us on social.
I'm telling you, man. Like, I am that person that's on TikTok doing this, and then I come across a video and I'm like, oh, that's right. What do they got doing next? What are they doing next? So yeah, I'm the one that's always checking out. But yeah, manga lovers, they definitely got a pretty good selection to go and see what you guys have.
Yeah, you know, we were kind of hesitant to get into manga because it's online everywhere, and we, you know, we weren't sure how it'd be received. So a couple years ago, we trickled a little bit in, and it did well. And then when we moved to our new location, it just exploded. Yeah. And the problem was, you know, we started bringing in the books first, so we had a spot for the books. And then we're like, well, hey, if that's popular, let's try the statues. And then we brought statues in, and we had to put them somewhere, so they were over here. And they, you know, the statues got popular. And so all the manga and anime stuff was kind of spread out everywhere because we brought it in at different times, and it was just piecemealed all over the store. And finally, we're like, we're tired of people coming in and saying, hey, I'd like this. And we said, well, that's over here. Well, where's the book for this? Oh, well, it's over there. So we decided, let's just pull all the anime manga stuff together in one room. And
yeah,
the employees busted their butt to get it done before the weekend when we did it, because you know Saturdays are huge busy with the farmers market.
Yeah,
so we wanted it done before then, and they did a great job putting that room together. All the anime manga stuff is right there now.
You know, Troy, you're taking away steps, because what if I'm monitoring my steps and I need to be walking back and forth, and now you're just like, oh, I'll put everything here, so I'm limited on my steps now. Thanks.
You'll get your steps. Just keep walking around in circles in the manga room, man. There's so much to see.
Oh, man. And other sections that you guys have as well is, you know, board games. Make sure you guys go and check out the board games that they have out at Zia Comics. And then looking on TikTok, I saw you guys got a raffle that's going to be going on. Or did that already take place?
No, it's still going. It's still the going the ultimate. I get the ultimate box that the Imperial AT-AT that's like over 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's and there, I had the video on YouTube of the build on that where I built it. It's we're selling 40 tickets at $20 a piece, basically enough to pay for the set.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So as soon as we sell that 40th ticket, we're going to pull a winner. But yeah, it's in we put it in the display case up front right by the register. It's just, it's eye catching, man. Like I said, it's 26 inches tall, long. So, I mean, all the panels open up. It has a bunch of minifigs.
So the video doesn't do it justice then. You got to go look at it in person.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really difficult to see in the video just how large this thing is.
Oh, man. I know. I'm telling you, man. TikTok, you guys got to make sure you follow them on TikTok and see what they have going on. Now to my favorite part, because I know you went to see The Batman.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but
ooh.
I got to tell you, thanks to a couple of friends, I think I may have overheard some spoilers, which not too thrilled about, because I was planning on going and watching it this weekend. But I want to ask you, thoughts on The Batman? I know there was a lot going into this with Robert Pattinson being The Batman. What were your thoughts? Give us your review without spoilers.
Well, actually, we did a review with the real screeners out of El Paso, and even they gave it, you know, really good marks. It's more of a crime drama that just happens to have Batman in it. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's going back to the whole Nolan, you know, dark and gritty type Batman. Robert Pattinson, I was kind of hesitant, but he pulled it off well. Okay. He really pulls off that emo vibe of the, you know, first couple years of Batman. Yeah. It's okay. The first time I've seen Batman with the grease paint under his eyes when he takes the mask off. You know, usually they pull it off and they have the perfectly combed hair and looks like they just came out of wardrobe. No, he pulls it off. He's all sweaty, gritty, his hair's all stringy.
Okay, so they're really going for the authentic look. But let's be honest, yeah. Whenever we dress like Batman for Halloween, we don't look as good when we take the mask off.
No. I that's why I'm dressed as Batman, to have that mask on. You don't have to see my face.
I'm hearing good things about Colin Farrell.
Yeah, they're already talking about having a series on TV.
Okay.
On HBO Max on his Penguin character. And if you've seen the pictures, you don't know that's Colin Farrell, man. They really did him up.
I didn't know it was him until he was doing the press run. Till I saw him, I think he was on the Tonight Show. And I'm like, well, what the heck is he doing on the Tonight Show? And then they're like, oh, he's there to promote the Batman. I was like, so who was he? But it was crazy because I was like, they show the pictures. You can't even recognize the guy.
Yeah, so tell Jackie if she expects to see hot Colin Farrell, she ain't going to see it.
Well, maybe. You know what? Actually,
unless Jackie, she's into that, she might be a chubby chaser. I don't know.
Jackie would prefer Danny DeVito. She is a Danny DeVito fan. And so she's wanting that Penguin to come back. So
you know he was almost Wolverine, right?
I heard. Okay. Is that for real? Thing, I mean, that's a rumor that flies around that you're like, okay, is that real or what's really going on? He was really going to be the Wolverine?
Supposedly real. Well, if you look at Wolverine in the comics, he's not 6 foot tall and handsome. He's a short, stubby, feral dude. Just has a lot of pheromones that attract women. So,
Danny DeVito
would have been good.
You couldn't have gone wrong with that one. That would have been a good choice. But so, Batman, what would you say? Thumbs up.
Oh,
thumbs down.
Two thumbs up, man.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah, they made the Riddler really, really scary. I mean, this is not Jim Carrey's Riddler.
Okay.
This dude is legit crazy scary. And he pulls off a couple of twists on Batman. I was just like, oh no. Yeah, but Paul Dano however you pronounce his name, did an awesome job as the Riddler.
Oh man, I know. I'm hoping that whoever was talking was just joking with me, but walking by and overhearing, the first thing I yelled was like, please don't say anything. Give me at least till the weekend so we can get into Batman discussions, because it seemed like everybody went to see it this weekend except me. And I'm just like, well, how the heck did you guys get tickets? Like, so
you go to the early matinee.
I know. I may just go right after this. See, when the early showing is while everybody's at work, I'm gonna go to the movies.
Yeah, and don't sleep on don't forget Jeffrey Wright, who played he's not commissioner yet, but Jim Gordon.
Uh-huh.
And you have Andy Serkis, who's Alfred Pennyworth.
Huh.
And if you guys don't know who Andy Serkis is, Lord of the Rings Gollum.
Yeah,
that was Andy Serkis.
Okay.
Claw and the Black Panther, you know, that guy Claw, that was Andy Serkis.
So definitely our expectations are high for this one, and it looks like it's meeting what we were hoping for. I think a lot of people were counting it out just because we saw the star that was attached to the Batman. But like you said, it looks like the storyline's really is going to strike gold for the Batman.
Like I said, it was a great story. It wasn't just them plugging Batman into a bunch of fight sequences.
Yeah.
There was actually a crime. They were trying to solve the Riddler's riddle throughout the whole thing. So that kept you interested the whole way. Of course, you know, Batman did beat the snot out of a few people, but that they didn't rely on that to make the movie.
Okay. So the Batman is in theaters. I'm excited to see it. I want to see it before it gets to HBO Max. That's going to be coming in, I believe, in 3 weeks. They'll have it on HBO Max. So I want the theater experience for the Batman. So make sure you guys go and check it out. And hopefully by this time next week, I've already seen it and I can be like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. But
yeah, budget 3 hours. It's a 3 hour movie. So make sure you plan.
I've already told you my plans. I was like, okay, no beverages, not drinking until 2 hours into it. And going to make sure bladder control. It's all about bladder control on the 3 hour movie.
The 3 hours goes quick though. It doesn't drag on. So it's really good.
Perfect. Before we go, I know a couple of weeks we had talked about, you know, there being gremlins throughout the store. So I don't even know why I didn't put this together, because so I have this display in our office, and I didn't realize until right now that I went to sit down. I was like, oh my God, I had this sitting up. It's just a display right there. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I've had a gizmo this whole time. Didn't even realize it. So I was looking at it. I was like, okay, I got that. I got a couple Guardians of the Galaxy things. I was like, I had stuff that we were talking about, and I could have been featuring it like in the background the whole time, or I could have had him right there. And you guys got these as well at Zia Comics, right?
I don't know if we have any more gizmos. We have a ton of Funko Pops, but every once in a while they retire them, or they call it vaulting them.
Yeah. Oh, vaulting them. Okay. Yeah. Well, this one's not getting vaulted. This one's for display. And I make sure when people go by, apparently I didn't even notice it, and it's literally staring right at me. So, Troy, they got any questions? They want to follow you. Let them know the social medias.
We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok. Did I miss any?
LinkedIn.
Nah, yeah. I'm on LinkedIn, but not for the store.
Not for that. No MySpace account.
Is that still around?
I think so. You know what? I tried to log into my MySpace months ago.
Tom unfriended me.
Even Tom's like, I'm going to go to Instagram now. Yeah. Tom's not even on MySpace no more.
Catch me over on Facebook.
And as for me, remember, you can follow The Big Show. Just search for Hot 103's Big Show on Facebook, on Instagram, Big Show FM. And remember, hot103.fm. And don't forget, every Thursday, Zia Comics Weekly right here on Facebook Live. You can catch the replays as well. Jump in on the conversations. Let us know what you guys think. And remember, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of content out there. We always look forward to hearing from you guys. So make sure you guys catch us every Wednesday. Every Thursday, right here on Zia Comics Weekly. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Later, nerds.